jobs numbers for the region are out for February. Did we learn anything surprising?
Nothing too surprising. The unemployment rate has been on a steady downward tick for quite a while now. It was 8.3% a year ago this time for the greater Dayton area. Now it's about 6.9%. It's going down pretty much in line with Ohio and with the country.
So that suggests some good news then?
Yeah, that's definitely good news. At the same time, we've been seeing a trend also for quite a while now in the Dayton area of people who are looking for work leaving the workforce. And so that could mean people moving away, giving up the search, or maybe retiring. About 10 years ago, and back in 2003, we had 430,000 people who were either working or looking for work in the Dayton area. In the same month in 2014, that number was recorded at 40,000 less people.
The idea that people are retiring or maybe not looking for work, I mean, what can we read from that as an economic indicator? Is this just that the population is getting older, or is this that people are losing hope in the workforce in the area?
It's hard to really assess on an individual level. Overall, though, for economic growth, we don't just want to see a better percentage. We want to see more jobs and more workers, because that means people moving to the greater Dayton area, people feeling like this is a hopeful place to be. Maybe people come here to go to college and then they stay as opposed to leave, and the actual labor force gets bigger. So that would definitely be a positive indicator, and that's not one that we're seeing right now.
When we're looking at the region, are there differences in different parts of the region in terms of economic growth?
Yeah, so the unemployment rates really do kind of vary from county to county. Montgomery County has about a 7% unemployment rate right now. Greene County, on the other hand, is down at 6.3%, and Clark is at 6.2% unemployment. Basically, all of those are kind of hugging the average rate across Ohio, which dropped to 6.5% in February.
Okay, so people are leaving the workforce, which can make the job rate go down, but there is some job growth, correct?
Yeah, and that job growth is measured in a number of different ways. We see those numbers go up and down and this way and that way. Tom Mayer, who's with Manpower Dayton, is involved with a quarterly survey of companies who say they're going to be hiring in the coming quarter. So Tom Mayer says that manufacturing is a big area of growth. There are a lot of manufacturers who are hiring right now.
Those employers, and they're mostly small to medium-sized employers, they're really in quite desperate need of individuals to step in and begin working within their environments. There is some pre-training. It's a skilled job, not a non-skilled job, but makes for a good career for somebody.
That's Tom Mayer with Manpower Dayton talking about the need for manufacturing workers in the greater Dayton area. And we actually just heard the news last week that Whirlpool is expanding its kitchen appliance factory in Greenville. They say they'll be adding 400 jobs going into the future.
What other jobs are coming to the Miami Valley right now?
Well, some of them are surprising. CareSource is supposed to be hiring another couple hundred people in the coming year or so. CareSource is a health insurance company that's involved with the expansion of the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid plans and health plans for low-income people. Another area that we're seeing some expansion is leisure and hospitality and the restaurant industry, food. So among other things, we've got a new Dewey's, a new Godfather's, Jet's Pizza, and Pies and Pints, all pizza locations opening up in the Dayton area in the coming months.
Wait, okay, why all the pizza?
You know, it's a trend for sure. Ohio, I learned, is the 8th in the country for pizza stores per capita, so I guess we like our pizza. And gourmet pizza is also on the rise nationally. A lot of places are experimenting with kind of fancier lines of pizza.
Okay, so this begs the question, are there just more pizza eaters out there, or are these just pizza joints taking customers away from other pizza places?
Well, there hasn't been a unified survey of pizza eaters in the United States that I know of, but between 2012 and 2013, the U.S. pizza industry grew somewhere between 1% and 4%. So it sounds like people are eating more pizza.